gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Chickens in the bread pan picking out dough. This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
My goodness, it is Shyampa, isn't it?
I think so. That's what they tell me. They tell me it's Shyampa.
Betty here, but wait, that's all I got for you people for now.
Betty.
Damn, Betty, you're so on it tonight.
That's how Betty is all the time. She's right on it. All right, I got to go back up to the beginning of the script where my weather is not at. So, hey everyone, it's Anthony in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hello, I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 84, Cloudy Skies Ahead, for Monday, April 10th, 2017. Hey Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Oh, thanks Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Alright, I guess it's time we move on to the weather. Although you were having some enjoyment watching Tom Skilling in WGN.
Yes, which he was animated.
He was. You know, we actually have a 2-minute lead in before we start the weather. So yeah,
you were saying,
yeah, we always did. I'm not even supposed to start my weather for another minute and 34 seconds. So we kind of breezed through the beginning.
This is such one of those unusual weather patterns that comes through when it's nice and warm on one side and then like really cold on the other side, and it mixes together and you get boom, sizzle, fizzle,
boom, fizzle, fizzle.
Yes, and lightning.
And lightning.
You get lightning and rain and all that storminess, and he was just all excited about it.
Well, yeah. Well, I call those weathergasms.
Here's the thing. It's also the Chicago Cubs home opener.
Ah.
So it becomes even much more interesting. You know, the weather just could change everything.
That's true. That's very true. Very true. And so with that, we are going to move on to the weather.
Hey.
Because that's what we do best at Shyampa, we talk about the weather. All right, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA, or the Shyampa Studios. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 77 degrees Fahrenheit. It's time to go home, snowbirds. No centigrade anymore. We have a humidity of 52%, and it is giving us a heat index of 77 degrees. There's a dew point of 58, and the visibility is 10 miles. It's a beautiful day. The past few days have been absolutely wonderful here in Florida. Tonight, Monday night, it's going to be mostly clear. We're going to have a low around 64. It's going to get a little chilly for us. Tuesday, yeah, and that's chilly for us. Tuesday is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 84. Mostly clear with a low around 65 overnight. The mild weather continues on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. And then it will be partly cloudy with a low around 65 overnight. And that's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty Boop La Boop.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Well, thanks, Betty. And from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW, unless you're listening live, we are currently under a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 p.m. Monday night in the Chicagoland area. If you're listening on a recast, this no longer applies. It's currently overcast, rainy, and crazy, with temperatures in some spots way colder than what it is being reported officially at 58 degrees Fahrenheit, 14 Celsius. Dew point is 52, and the humidity is at 79%. The winds are out of the southwest at 14 miles per hour, gusting to 23, and for you pilot types, the visibility is actually 10 miles. Monday night, possible showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. Some storms could be severe with large hail and damaging winds, high near 42, as a crazy pneumonia front does weird things to the air. A pneumonia front. Okay. That was a Tom Skilling thing. It was thing called a pneumonia front.
I'm like, I've never heard that before.
It's because it's like one side it's super warm and then the other side it's super cold.
Gotcha. Just like so the Weather Channel started renaming summer storms or winter storms.
And winter storms too, oh my yes. God.
Anyway, go on.
Winter storm Petunia. So be warned, take a coat, run for the Ubers, Lyfts, taxis, or your friendly CTA for a quick ride home.
Vote on early Tuesday, and vote often.
On Tuesday, expect partly sunny skies with a high near 53 and gusty. On Wednesday, expect sunny with a high near 49. But don't fret. The warm weather will be back next week. And and that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Shyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRF. Yung, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio. Part of the lawns. Betty, and now, Betty, Joe and Anthony get talking with Talking Points segment is the TP segment.
Ooh.
Wow.
So, we have some... thanks, Betty. We do have some sad news to report. Gilbert Baker, designer of the LGBT rainbow flag, died last week.
He was 65. Yeah. I heard about that. That's a shame.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I it kind of leads me to, since we have plenty of time.
I thought Kitty was going to do a guest news spot.
She might. She might say something.
She's been sitting there staring at you intently since we got started this evening. She's just sitting there staring at you like, what are you doing, human? What are you doing? You talking to this fuzzy thing. I want to play with the fuzzy thing. I want to go with the fuzzy thing.
Does Kitty have something to say? Oh, Kitty has to prove
herself. No, you're going to scare Kitty away with the fuzzy thing. She'll speak up if she wants to.
Yeah, she will, for sure. It's interesting these days. Hey, Kitty, yeah, no, board access not allowed.
Kitty says, I want to be the audio engineer tonight.
there's no icons for young people these days. I mean, I guess Lady Gaga is now the icon.
You just got to drag it onto your desktop. That'll give you your icon. You look it up on the web and drag it from the address bar onto your desktop, and you will get your icons. Simple as click and drag.
Yes, you're right. You're right. It is. It is. But did you know, moving along, did you know in Chicago, young people under the age of 21 can now sell and serve booze in Chicago legally?
Okay. I'm assuming over 18, under 21.
Yes, it's... well, I mean, if you're 17 years old, you can work in a restaurant and sell and serve booze.
Oh, even at 17? Because I know in Indiana that you could do it between 18 and 21. You could serve, but under 18, you couldn't touch it. So,
It's supposed to... Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, kid is getting a little rambunctious with the board.
Yes.
I want to play with that. What's that slidey thing? I want to play with the slidey thing.
Yes, you made it phase shift.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
We don't need phase shifting.
No. So, but speaking of hyphenated words, yes. There's something new that I came across. It's called it's called microdosing.
Uh huh. Microdosing.
Yes. It's rather interesting. It's a concept where you literally use a small dosage, say 5 to 10 milligrams of cannabis.
Okay.
Because it's thought that you can still get the benefits of all the
but not the benefits of keeping the kitty away from
the mixer.
I told you, kitty wants to play audio engineer tonight.
Yes. It's supposed to give you all the benefits of all the ingredients that are good for you in cannabis without, like, the wig outs and the anxiety.
We don't like
'cause I'll tell you, as soon as I shift to a different product, which is going to be coming up when I come down to visit.
Correct.
Which we'll get to in your talking points segment.
Yes, correct.
I have to be careful because I can't overdose.
This is correct.
Not to say that I would overdose.
True. No.
I would take so much that it would just be like, whoa.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little rambunctious and just kind of like, just kind of get in that mode of, woohoo, hello world, or I just get paranoid or I get something. So,
exactly.
that kind of happens, from
but
time
hey,
to time.
Do you have an opinion or a comment on any of the subjects that I've talked about? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. And Betty will take your call and she'll put you in the queue and we'll start talking.
Yep.
We can talk about anything.
We're trying a new system tonight. So we actually do want a caller. If you're listening in to us live, we'd love to have a caller tonight just because, we're trying out this new system. So anywho, again, 813-327-8566. So I guess the first thing, obviously, and if you've been watching WGN news, you do not know about this, but if you've been watching just about every other news outlet, There has been a murder suicide in a elementary school, in San Bernardino, California.
A murder suicide.
Yeah, and I guess two kids were injured or hit or something? I don't know. Maybe that was just corporate sensationalism. I know two are dead. I know it was a murder suicide, but I thought I saw something about kids with injuries, but I don't know what that necessarily pertained to. It could have been a kid
three
that
dead.
Fell down the stairs. Oh, three are dead.
Three dead and one wounded.
Wow.
Two adults and one 8-year-old student are dead.
Oh, shit.
And one 9-year-old is in stable condition.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like you're boiling pot. It's overflowing, and that's what this anger and frustration and is doing to people. It's making them do crazy shit.
That is a lot. No, and exactly, because there was another shooting at a health club, I guess, an employee here in Florida. There was another situation today or the other day where someone was fired because they had excessively aggressive behavior. They were fired from work and they came back and they shot two people. Exactly. I mean, it's kind of getting a little ridiculous.
What the hell, people?
It's getting a little ridiculous. Yeah, so, you know, you want a gun to protect yourself in case someone breaks into your house? Fine. You want to go hunting? Fine. But things just get a little crazy. This shit's getting a little ridiculous.
If you get into a road rage incident.
Those are the worst. Yeah, and that happened about a month ago here in Tampa. There was a college football player. He was on the USF team, and according to what happened or the reports was I guess there was a road rage incident. He showed a weapon to a guy in a this guy, his wife, and I guess their child was in the car that this guy showed the weapon to. So the guy driving the car, I guess he was concealed carry, and he shot him. He didn't kill him.
Oh, my God.
He didn't kill him. I think he shot his arm or his shoulder or something. He's never going to play football again, but he got kicked off the team anyway. But that's the whole point. It's like, really, what the heck is the point? People are just getting way too aggressive, and it's getting way too easy to get aggressive with firearms. And that's, I don't know how to fix the problem. I think we need more mental health care. We have a serious lack of mental health care in this country.
I agree.
We put a horrible stigma on it, and we have a total lack of mental health care, and people deal with these problems and they get angry about things around them, and you know, they could be bipolar, they could be depression, there's a number of things, but they take all this aggression and it angers and it boils over, and then we see all this crazy shit happening around us. But anyway,
and this world is full of craziness.
Full of freaking craziness.
But what's not crazy is my visit.
Yes, right? Joe's visit.
You must have something special in mind.
We're going to go over our annual review and with our employees, and we have to set our strategic plan for the 2017 year. Yes. So that's the excitement plan for your visit this time around.
Which apparently goes from April to April, because I usually come out every April.
Yes, it does. It does tend to, you do come around at Easter. So although I think our fiscal year is annual, like, you know, calendar, but we'll get all our shit together. So, but you will be here. We don't know anything exciting that's going on. I'm sure there's something. We'll find something. We'll look something up. And if nothing exciting is going on, we'll find something exciting to do. I'm sure we can find excitement in none of our own selves. So, I'm sure there might be a food truck thing going on somewhere during the weekend. Oh. So it seems to be a regular thing. You do like food truck things. It seems to be a regular occurrence in the area. And, you know, there's always the flea markets, which are always proved to be interesting in and of themselves.
We will be on a low budgetary diet.
Okay, no, and that's totally understandable. Yeah. That works for me. That
food is always open. You know, there's always generous budget for food.
Exactly. But no, yeah, we don't have to do any shopping. I'm not a big commercialism whore anyway, because I also am always, I also live paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. All right, so dryer sheets attack. When dryer sheets attack, my husband sometimes when he folds laundry on the bed, the dryer sheets get in between the sheets. Ever wake up in the middle of the night with a dryer sheet stuck in between your ass crack? Is not a comfortable feeling. When dryer sheets attack, they can be deadly. Visit whendryersheetsattack.com for more information. All right, what do I have? I have a minute and 30 seconds. I want to do the random news wheel. I've got to do the random news wheel.
Random news wheel!
All right, the random news wheel is a new thing I'm doing, and it's going to be a news wheel that I spin and produces a randomly selected story from an earlier time, like 2 weeks ago. I'm spinning the wheel. Is it the Russians? It's always the Russians. When are they going to hack my taxes?
Ooh.
God, I owe taxes. I'd love for the Russians to hack my taxes so I don't have to owe my taxes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. My God, this wheel is taking forever. Jesus Christ. Fuck Betty. What the hell? Oh, there we go.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
What's our winning story?
Our winning story. Flying turkey smashes through SUV's windshield on Indiana Highway. All right, this one comes from the Huffington Post, yes. A New Jersey family somehow escaped with just minor cuts after a flying turkey slammed into their rental SUV's windshield on an Indiana highway. The 30-pound turkey was killed on impact after striking a vehicle driving on US 20 around 25 miles west of South Bend at 9:30 in the morning. So, yeah, and so if they were on US 20, I'm very familiar with that stretch of road. If they were on US 20, they were probably going about 70 miles an hour. So that 30-pound turkey was like a huge bowling ball hitting the freaking windshield.
Ooh, bowling.
I would be surprised if none of them pissed their pants. The driver did manage to pull the vehicle over safely, which is good because that can be a traumatizing event and one can easily lose control of a vehicle. The turkey was one of four that were flying across the road, according to a LaPorte County Sheriff's Office Captain. There we go. The sheriff's office noted on Facebook that it's mating season for wild turkeys, which means that they can often move and can be seen as hazardous as deer. In case you were wondering, a driver of the passing vehicle took the bird home. Yeah.
Apparently had a nice meal out of it.
Exactly. And now
for the news.
Yes, yes, yes. We've got some crazy stories for
you
tonight,
folks. We always
have
some crazy stories.
And this first one, I have to just say, what the hell?
What the hell?
So, local authorities in northern India rescued a girl after she was living comfortably with monkeys in the jungle for years.
Wow.
Woodcutters alerted police after first spotting the young girl running with monkeys in a remote nature preserve about 8 weeks ago, reports say. They said the girl was naked and was very comfortable in the company of monkeys. When they tried to rescue the girl, they were chased away by the monkeys, police officer Dinesh told AP.
Wow.
Yes.
It was like Planet of the Apes or like, I don't know, those other numerous stories where children were
escape
left out in the wild.
Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Escape from the Planet of the Apes. There you go. That's so funny. Anyway, please continue. I'm sorry.
So Tripathi says rescuing the girl was not an easy task for the officer. When he called the girl, the monkeys attacked him, but he was able to rescue the girl. He sped away with her in his police car while the monkeys gave chase. Immediately after, she was rushed to a hospital in New Delhi, where doctors say she had begun to shed feral traits she had acquired from her primal pals and was becoming human again. So, believed to be around age 10, reports say the young girl was naked and unable to speak when police found her in January. Once she was placed into hospital care, she was said to be running on her arms and legs like an animal and eating off the floor. So she was just like totally in tune with her monkey friends and
clearly,
her monkey family.
Holy shit, she was bat. She was ape shit crazy.
Yeah.
I need a rim shot.
Now, he says, she has started to walk upright like a human and eats with her hands.
Oh, there we go.
She is still not able to speak, but understands whatever you tell her and even smiles.
Huh.
Singh says police are still trying to find out who the girl's parents are and how she got into the reserve. But until she is identified, she will reside in a juvenile home. That has got to be a traumatic shock.
Wow.
I can't just imagine being completely devoid of human interaction completely, but yet interacting with monkeys.
Monkeys.
Yeah, I mean, that's just insanity.
That is insanity.
But,
wow.
Let's move on to the next story. Ezel! I found your bees! A swarm of bees from Daniel Uria. No, Ben, what happened, Ben? This isn't your story. But no, this is from our good friend Daniel Uria from UPI.com.
Uh-huh.
He says a swarm of bees invaded a radio broadcast tent outside the NCCA college basketball national championship game in Arizona. See, that's where you need to be going, yourself, Arizona.
Arizona for bees. Yeah. Arizona for bees.
Comfort bees. So Phoenix
peace.
Sports 98.7 radio talk show host John Gambadoro shared a photo showing dozens of bees swarming around a basketball hoop near the radio station's booth at Westgate Entertainment District in Glendale. Damn bees making a hive in our basket. The radio show was brought to a halt as bees continue to swarm around the area and made another home in a speaker. Could you imagine our show being invaded by bees?
That would be a serious problem. Although, I don't know. I mean,
both of our studios at the same time.
That's true. I mean, cockroaches, yes. Because, I mean, the Chinese restaurant next door, you know, they're not saying they're dirty because they eat their food all the time. But, you know, they bring in their share of pests. So, you know, yeah. Bees, though, I don't know. I hope not. We can't take any more. The cleaning crew is about ready to quit as it is.
I know. But a beekeeper was eventually called to the scene. They managed to remove the bees that are hive from the area. So
oh, that's
all
good.
All is well.
That is phenomenal.
So, but Yuzel, that's where you should go. Arizona for the bees.
Arizona for the bees.
You found your bees. Ugh. Language. It's becoming further mutilated by quote-unquote culture and marketing companies everywhere. I'm sorry, this is where all this shit comes from, is marketing companies.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Creating this so-called culture.
Oh, yeah, everything is manufactured now. Everything. Even the show is manufactured.
I'm manufactured.
We take a whole week to get the script together, so, you know.
We are stuffed in sausage casings.
Wow. Maybe you should upsize your shirt size.
Anyways.
Then you won't feel like you're in a sausage casing. I just sit around the studio naked. The cleaning crew doesn't care for that much, but I don't care.
Oh, gosh. There's the cat. It looked at me funny.
Hi, kitty.
Anyways.
We need a studio pet. Maybe I'll get one of the cockroaches.
Oh. Come on, kitty. There we go. From dictionary.com, this is from our friend Andrew at UPI. Dictionary.com has added more than 300 new words and definitions to its online database, reflecting everything from news to pop culture, which brought these words out of the darkness of the struggle bus. The struggle bus. And what are you looking at?
The ceiling in here is filthy.
And into the victorious expression of dabbing.
I think I just noticed it.
Some words like 420 and koosh reflect broader acceptance of marijuana use and culture as it's becoming medically and recreationally legal across the country.
There we go.
So here are some of the new words that have been included into the dictionary.com database.
Okay.
Okay. Alt dash right.
All right.
Let's see. Cat cafe. Cheap day.
Wait. Wait. What? Wait. Hold on. Cat. Who cafe? What? Who? Chicken
cat
cafe.
Cat cafe.
Oh, here we go. What the fuck's a cat cafe? Here, I found your list.
Cat. That's where you can bring your cat, and your cats can interact with all the other cats, and you probably get scratched
like
up really
kitty
bad.
Kitty daycare, yeah. Cats aren't really social animals. Okay, so I see cheat day. I get
Uh-oh.
That one.
I just saw lightning, folks. So if we get a, if Anthony loses me, you'll know why. Anyways, onto the list. Cold brew.
Okay. Yes, I've seen that. That's become a popular
yes.
one lately.
Yes, and cold brew could be just about anything.
Anything.
Coffee.
Shit. Anything.
Beer.
Tacos. Cold brew tacos. delicious.
All right.
Liquid
the next
tacos.
One. Dad bod.
Okay.
Dad bod.
Like mom bod. I get it. Yeah.
And then, Anthony, when is our friendiversary?
I think it's in December somewhere. December or
is
January.
It?
I think so.
I
think
it was
we met
in August.
No, we met in the wintertime. When you were living in Evanston
it was
in that little bedroom.
And we ended up going into the spare room, which was not occupied at the time.
That's true,
and
yeah,
I
it was empty. We hung out there too. So but no, that was in the wintertime. I do remember it was the wintertime.
Well, we were definitely hangry at the time.
We were hangry. Or at least hungry. I know I was.
Right. We really didn't talk about K-pop, though, because I don't think K-pop was such a big thing.
I'm trying to hope that K-pop doesn't become a big thing. I'm trying to avoid K-pop at all costs. And it is becoming a thing, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything Asian is becoming a thing. But yes. Hey, at least you can take your lightsaber and chop off that man bun.
Oh, fuck that. Yes, I get it.
And that deserves a mic drop.
There you go.
Now, the next word, maybe you can pronounce it, but I have no idea what that is.
I have no clue.
A petrichor.
Petrichor. Okay. Whatever the fuck that means.
But moving right along, sexed.
I know what that is. Yeah, sexed, slay.
Slay, smackdown, stochastic terrorism.
Okay.
Superfood, teachable moment.
Oh, geez,
uncanny,
that one, yeah.
Uncanny valley.
Uncanny valley. Take a look at that uncanny valley.
And folks, that's it from the Chip Skipper Featured Story Archives. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Joe. You know, I should find something. Here we go. That was getting just a little too drastic. Jamal, I need something happy to end on here. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique Q on air with an E? Smells like a W. Outer looped. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Universally shunned, GMO-packed, kid-friendly, unproved streaming experience. Visit
yes.
Chiampa.info to find out how. Chiampa.info. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in exactly 4 minutes.
Yay.
Somewhere. Where's my arrow? Where's the arrow? Where's the arrow? Here we go. Found the arrow.
Hello, the arrow is where you left it.
Host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
I'm Kate Clinton, and while I can joke about the political state of our country, it's no laughing matter what Congress could do to our civil rights. An informed community is a strong community. That's why I'm inviting you to tune in to this station to hear This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's Crazy Florida News next. But first I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. And, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Cinnamon Crescent Day, Encourage a Young Rider Day, Farm Animals Day, Siblings Day. I have nothing exciting to say other than go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty. It's so sweet.
Isn't she?
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get our news on here. First off, I did want to plug WRFU, World Labor Hour. We had a problem this past weekend. The stream dropped off. I don't know if we lost connection or if they lost connection or something happened. Something happened in the interwebs between here and there. And we only got like the first like 15 minutes of their show, and then the broadcast server just kind of kicked it out and just went into recovery mode. So, yeah, so we didn't get it. So we reran the previous week's episode this past weekend. So, unfortunately. But hopefully next week we shouldn't have any problems and you'll be having an up-to-date one. And then, of course, you can always go to their stream at, I think it's what, Radio Free Urbana, WRFU?
WRFU-LP, low power.
WRFU-LP.
It's important to include LP.
There you go. Okay.
Which I like LP.
You like LP?
Call it long play.
Long play?
No power long play.
All right.
So what's up with these people?
Oh my God, what's up with Florida? We don't know what's up with Florida. Florida's being Florida. Hold on. Because we need to access the database here.
And that's Florida with a D-U-H.
With a
D-U-H,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. But I call it Crazy Florida News. I think another news outlet calls it Florida. So, you know, so I just call it Crazy Florida. All right. So sometimes living the Florida lifestyle is expensive. But in today's hard economic times, sometimes you have to search the sofa cushions to garner enough change to buy your next pack of 305s.
That's true. Yep. I remember that.
So WFLA News Channel 8 on your side for Tampa Bay brings us our first story of the evening about a woman with a bunch of pennies, a craving, and not one, but two guns.
Yeah.
According to a Melbourne police, a woman showed up at a 7-Eleven early one Wednesday morning to pick up a few items. When she went to go pay for her purchase, she gave the clerk the entire payment in pennies. Oh my God, I hate it when people do that. If you ever worked in a convenience store, if you ever worked retail and have dealt with that at least more than once in your life, you just have this special hatred towards people that do that. The coins were very dirty and gunked up, so the clerk told the woman that there weren't too many pennies for the store to accept and that some of them were just too nasty. I think I threw that last bit in myself. The clerk said that the woman got angry and began throwing items at him. The woman then told the clerk that she was going to kill him before leaving the store and returned with two guns. Yes, two guns. Not one, but two guns. The clerk sustained only minor injuries in the confrontation, and police were contacted. The woman fled the scene in a vehicle and is still being sought by police. If you have any information about the whereabouts of this woman.
She's special. Give us a call at the studios if you know who this is. 813-327-8566. And we'll make sure to get the information off to the appropriate authority.
Yeah, 813-327-8566. All right, so she began throwing items at him. Okay, the clerk sustained minor injuries, and the police were contacted. Okay, if you have any whereabouts of the woman in this story, Deputy Donut would like to know. All right.
Deputy Donut.
Let me find my next card. Okay. There we go.
Yes.
There we go. All right. Sometimes you get a little hungry while living the Florida lifestyle.
Hungry.
Well, we got hangry. Hangry is addressed later on in this. I think somewhere in here I addressed hangry. But right now we're dealing with hungry. All right. Oftentimes we report on people inflicted with the fluoritis fuckus uppus who attempt to resolve their snack attack on their own. Well, tonight, WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay tells us of a woman who found a different way to resolve her munchies.
Ooh.
Tara, a 32-year-old high school math teacher, was five drinks in last Sunday night when she had a hankering for some Waffle House fare at around 11 in the evening. I usually have to be pretty fucked up myself to crave Waffle House anymore. But being smart enough to know that she shouldn't be driving while as drunk as she was, she decided to grab her boyfriend's son a beer and headed for the open road. What could possibly go wrong? Police pulled Tara over near the intersection of Kennedy and Westland and was arrested on charges of child neglect for letting a 14-year-old boy drive while she had an open container of alcohol in the vehicle. Tara has been employed with the Hillsborough County School District since 2013 and will be asked to meet with the school board's Office of Professional Standards when she is released from the pokey. Yeah. So, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Finally.
Ooh, sexy.
Finally. In our final Florida track, a Florida man.
Sexy.
A Florida man was getting a little jiggy in the parking lot. This one is another Florida nakedness, and it comes from WFTS ABC Action News, Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
Ooh, we're getting a phone call.
Ooh.
We should take this caller. Hold on, caller. We're trying a new system. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, caller.
Wow, caller, you sound fantastic.
Yeah, I just got in and whatnot. Hey, you need to explain a little, you know me. I'm dumb. I always call with questions.
Well, no, that's fine. We like interactive we like interactive listeners.
Yes, we do.
Did you want to finish your last news story?
Yeah, sure. Why don't you hang on, because I'll breeze through this, and we'll just take you on. So why don't you just hang on? All right. So,
right on.
All right. So a 23-year-old South Tampa woman was getting into her car around 6:30 in the morning when she saw a man approaching from her from the parking lot. When she first saw him walking, he was fully clothed. The woman told police that she figured he was a neighbor walking to his car or coming outside to smoke a cigarette. She said she was getting into her car and noticed that the man was getting closer. But this time, there was something wrong. The man had his shirt in his hand and his pants were around his knees. He began touching himself and started to move closer to the woman's car. The woman told police that she had to think to herself if it was actually happening or if she was seeing things. She says he was approaching the front of her car when she started to reach for her door handle. The woman took off down Southview Avenue towards South Howard, but quickly lost the man, probably because he was on foot. The woman called police and her roommate. She and her roommate are now carrying pepper spray when outside their apartment. They hope the suspect is captured before he comes back or does something else to another stranger. Police responded to the area near the intersection of South Howard, but were unable to find the suspect on Monday morning. Contact Deputy Donut if you spot our Howard Street flasher. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you too can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Yes. We have a caller.
All right. right. Yes, we have a we do have a caller on the line. Let me load the plethora discussion card here. Here we go. Our shag carpet, smoky lounge music.
So, ooh, I like it.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing fine. I've got smiles across my face.
He's got smiles across his face every night.
Sweet.
So,
did you have a question?
Okay.
Yes, you had a question.
Yeah, you know, back when the internet started and people got these blogs going, I thought blogs were something interactive where people could, like, sit at their keyboard and talk and go back and forth on a blog. Is that not what a blog is? What's a blog, boys?
A blog is a one-way communications method, really. It's like for somebody to write a long-ass post about nothing important at all and expect people to interrupt saying you're such a great person.
Doesn't Skipper do that all the time anyway?
Well, Facebook kind of took over that stuff, really.
I think at one point blogs were a little more interactive, though, at one point.
Right, that's what I thought.
People would comment on the blogs, like, yeah. You know, like RT
right.
or TechNet would put out a blog posting, and then people would interact with the author through the comments on the blog. I guess that's kind of where the whole comments thing with Facebook kind of really started coming into play. So, but
because, like, I remember back when it all started, it would be like Fat Broad Blog, and she would, like, be posting what she would eat, and people could comment back and give her, you know, props and, you know, stuff like that. And I always thought it would be a good idea for y'all to have one of them.
We do.
You can, you know, talk with people. I'm on it right now, but there's no way for people
to
like,
yes, I see.
You know, hang out with you guys. I thought a blog was like a hangout.
No.
You're thinking of a chat room.
Yes.
Well, aren't those like just for porn?
No.
I guess.
Isn't that where you go and put smiles on your faces and have people go, ooh, sexy?
I guess in some ways, yes, but not for everything. Not for absolutely everything.
Hot head, hot Joe.
See, listen, here, first of all, our friend John DuBose, who has headphone meditations, his website, when he broadcasts live, becomes like a chat portal window where you can type and chat with other people that are actually listening to the same damn show. And that's what
right.
we need to put
yeah,
on
I
our
used
blog.
To do that with a Juggalo thing.
Well, then I guess we'll put that on your list, Joe.
Yes.
Cuz I know you mostly manage the blog, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I really don't
well,
do much to it.
When it goes on to rants that go on forever and ever and big words that dumb people like me don't understand, yeah, Joe's that guy.
Yeah, something like that.
Joe's nothing. Or if you want to see a cooked meal from beginning to end.
Ooh, yes.
Joe's that guy.
Yeah, you know, that's true. I've been privy to those communications as well.
He likes them biscuits, don't he?
He does. Oh. He really does like those biscuits. Those biscuits are like a staple. It's like I'm Russian, like Ukrainian, so for me my staple is potatoes. He could totally live on biscuits. Totally on biscuits.
Yeah.
You are
biscuits
from the biscuit
and cinnamon
people.
Rolls.
Yeah, there you
he
go.
Loves them biscuits.
Biscuits and cinnamon rolls. Yeah. Remember the cinnamon rolls. Didn't you have another question, caller?
Let's move on, caller.
Yeah, right. No, not really.
So, okay.
Say hey.
Hey, so how's the weather by you?
Like, totally freaking thunderstorms and whatnot.
Yes.
Wait, do we have breaking news? We have breaking news. Hold on. We have breaking weather news.
Uh-oh.
Please, caller, stay on the
What's
line.
Breaking?
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
We haven't done breaking news in a while.
We haven't. I haven't hit the button in a while. All right, caller, we know that it's a horrible situation where you are located. Please describe the weather in your area and tell the listeners what the craziness that's going on over there.
Oh, we have high winds and thunderstorms, lightning, power outages, flooding, people driving like idiots.
Are animals and little children flying about in the air everywhere?
Yeah, I had a few idiots come in and say, oh, yeah, cats and dogs flying all over.
Wow. Amazing.
But yet the cows and the horses stay pretty planted.
Well, so it sounds like you should go out and strap yourself to a cow or a horse until this passes over.
You know what? I think you should go strap yourself to a cow or a horse. Preferably, probably a horse, huh?
I'm just saying so you don't blow away in the storm.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Feel like yourself a nice stud, right? Maybe 15 hands?
See, there you go. All right, well, thank you, caller, for your wonderful weather report. We are moving on.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Says, wow. It sounds like the queen has come. We had a distraught parent at our neighborhood middle school.
Oh, really? Oh. What happened?
Up at school with a weapon in his waistband.
Oh,
it was about 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and it didn't end until 7. He barricaded himself in the house. SWAT team, armored cars. We had all the neighboring towns all the way to Lake Geneva.
Wow.
He's 31-year-old Daniel Erdman of Whitewater.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is he a millennial then?
I don't know. I don't understand all that bullshit.
How old was he?
31.
Ooh. Yeah, then he would be a millennial, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
So when's the cutoff age for that millennial?
I think like the mid-20s. Mid-20s right now is the cutoff.
And the oldest?
I think like 35. It's like between people born between like 1985 and like 2000 or 1997 or 1995 or some crap like that. I can do a Google search. Hold on.
And where did they come up with this title? You know what I can't stand? I can't stand these freaking bearded
standards.
What are they?
Oh, hipsters?
Is that what they are?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, no hipsters. They can
most
people don't like
loafers,
most people aren't fans of hipsters.
You know, and then they got all these cool tattoos. They just should not be. Yeah.
The early 1980s, up through the mid 90s to the early aughts. So basically, early 1980s through the late 90s.
But who says these things are so?
Wikipedia.
Right? Yeah, Wikipedia.
Well, I don't care. It's good enough for this show. I mean, seriously, I'm not CNN. I can use Wikipedia on my own damn show if I want.
Like, who's the authority?
I don't know. The Center for Generational Naming Conventions. I don't know. They're in Sweden. Oh, goodness.
I don't know. That stuff is crazy.
But so no, I mean they're clearly after the Xers, which are the 70s, which would include at least you and me. I don't know our caller. I don't know if our caller is a millennial, an Xer, you know, what have you. Just, you know, so. But anywho,
I'm
I don't think you're a boomer.
Just after the baby boomers.
So you're an X. You're a Gen Xer.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
I am me. I do not have a label of anything.
That,
like
that's exactly that what that's exactly what a Gen Xer would say.
I come from 1966.
All right. 1966.
That would be probably in the same General X.
Mid-60s, yeah. The early to mid-60s. So, yeah, you would definitely fall as an Xer.
Gen X,
to the late 70s to early 80s.
I would say more of, you know, just a person.
Just a person.
Yeah.
Just a person.
I'm just a person. I don't follow politics. I don't follow religion.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I don't talk about it.
Well, that's understandable. But you know what, caller? What we are going to have to follow, we're going to have to follow the time.
Yeah, rules. Goodbye.
Yes, we have
I'll
to.
See you later. Goodbye.
We've got to get the closing
Thank
in.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller. We love you.
Thank you for calling.
You
need to extend it another hour.
Oh, God, no. I can't. That takes it too late.
You know, 20 minutes time.
You don't have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Trust me.
And I have to go bowling.
And he has to go bowling. So
right on. You enjoy that bowling.
Thank you, caller.
You knocked down 10 pins.
All right. I think we've got a hostile guest now.
No, you always call me hostile. I'm loving. Remember, I'm a generation. I don't give a fuck. Have a good night, boys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Okay. Where was I at? Okay. Hey, wow, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on and the cleaning staff is giving me dirty looks.
Yeah, right.
And the audio engineer is running around the room screaming, tearing his hair out. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commutable. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure of music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream media, folks. They're boring. Oh, and hey, be sure you turn into our 24-hour internet station, which is Chiampa Radio, at any time. On your mobile, your tablet, your silica phone, too. Visit us at www.chiampa.info. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.info. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes. Also, make sure you follow us on facebook.com/Chiampa Radio. And also Twitter at Chiampa Radio.
And you know, Joe's going to get a chat room or something out there soon, so we can go ahead and like chitty chat with everyone, like our caller that kind of turned hostile on us, but she apologized later. So
that's correct. She's an awesome pet.
Yes, we love our caller.
We have two awesome callers. We have Yzel and Pennywise.
And
our third caller from the other coast.
Yes, the West Coast. West Coast
exactly.
Caller.
Carlo. Keeping us up to date with all of the...
Which hopefully we hear from him again soon.
Yes.
You know,
hopefully he's keeping cool and refreshed.
Being refreshed
I am.
Important. Are you feeling refreshed? Are you being refreshed
I'm
with
feeling,
coconut
I'm
water?
I'm feeling very... Well, no, that stuff is
no
gross.
No, coconut. It is. It can be. Can it?
Yeah, no.
All right. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.cheyampa.info. Remember, folks, if you are hangry from drinking, don't ask your boyfriend's 14-year-old to drive you if you plan on paying with dirty pennies at the 7-Eleven, all because your daughter lives amongst the monkeys. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a old episode of This Way Out with a Z.
Boom chakalaka. Good night, T.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.